Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Adam Gold Show. I'm Adam Gold. We're bumping with Travis Kelce all day, aren't we? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, Mrs. Kelce.
Yeah, bumping with Travis Kelce all day. There has been way too much conversation about that, but it's all right. It's fun. I got no problem with fun. I do believe if there was a prop bet, how many times would Fox cameras pan Taylor Swift with Travis Kelce's mom in the luxury suite during the game?
Or her chant behind a mom.
Yeah. Right, oh, yeah. Does she work blue? Taylor Swift working blue? That's good. Honestly, the game wasn't exciting.
No.
I mean, the Chicago Bears are terrible.
It's bad.
So
it's just bad.
Hey,
they're working for that first and second draft pick.
Yes. Oh, we'll talk about the Panthers. All right, it's time to talk to Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator. We'll get to Travis and Mrs. Kelce in a little bit. Let me ask you about...
That's the only thing I cared about. That's like the biggest storyline yesterday by far. I was trying to think of other things football related, and I just had a blank space in my mind because the only thing I could think about was Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
See, here's where I would go with this: who would be the proper celebrity for like Zach Wilson? Right. So Travis Kelce,
Christina Aguilera, current.
No. I'm trying to come up. See, if I were still a Jets fan,
Britney Spears.
What? No. I would. Oh, that would be. You know what? I think you might have hit on it.
She's older. I mean, do you follow her on Instagram?
No. Follow her on Instagram? What is wrong with you? You know me, right?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why. I guess I was trying to tell you that you asked the question without saying the statement, so that way I'm not like, I follow her on Instagram, and it is a hot mess.
I think you've just given the right answer. It's Britney Spears will be at MetLife for the Jets game against the Chiefs on Sunday night. How fast can NBC flex out of that game?
Well, if Taylor Swift's there, not that fast. I don't think they can. I don't think you can flex out until later in the season.
Yeah, you can. Primetime game. They're stuck with it.
We're stuck with it. But I mean, certainly, you know, this is one of the issues with, you know, when the NFL, you know, when Aaron Rodgers is traded before the NFL schedule is made, and the NFL schedule makers and the NFL go all in on Aaron Rodgers with the, you know, it's a, like I know. You know, you're a recovering Jets fan, but like, you know, the NFL wants the Jets to be good.
Sure,
NFL would prefer the Jets because the Jets are like a very popular team.
It's New York. They want a good. There's a reason why they brought two teams to Los Angeles, even though the city of Los Angeles had no interest in any teams, but they gave them two, even though they didn't. And they not only did they give them two, they gave them the wrong two. They should have given them the Raiders and anybody. They could have given them the Raiders and Navy.
Panthers.
And they would have been fine. It would have been fine. But instead they gave them the Rams back, which I guess there's some Hollywood history there. And the Chargers, who started there, but nobody cares.
But the point being is, like, the schedule makers went all in on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets being, it was the only thing we talked about this all. And look, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy right now and the Jets are 2-1 or 3-0, or even 1-2, which they are, you know, we're still like, this is a huge game. It's Rodgers versus Mahomes. Instead of, all right, how badly, like, how many times can the cameras cut to Taylor? Please, Taylor, are you busy on Sunday? If not, we need you not to be busy on Sunday.
Yeah, we need you to be at MetLife Stadium supporting your future husband. All right, I'll be real quick, since I don't want to come back to this since we're already here. I texted you during the, I think it was either maybe after the game against the Bills or during it. And in my opinion, I could be wrong, but this could be a hot take. In my opinion, the Aaron Rodgers injury is quietly the best thing that has happened to the Jets because it is really exposing the real problem. They knew that Zach Wilson couldn't play, but they really had no other option, right? Maybe they could have just jettisoned him and brought in another quarterback other than Aaron Rodgers, but they were trying as best they could to basically buy time for 2 years so they could have either another quarterback or maybe Zach Wilson would have gotten it watching Aaron Rodgers for two seasons. There's no chance they would ever pick up his fifth year option zero. But ultimately, the Jets have so many holes. And I think it's even showing on defense a little bit that they were never going to be that good, ever. That the whole thing was their record last year when they were 7-3 with six of those wins coming against backup quarterbacks, that everything was overinflated.
Joe Flacco Browns win in like week two, which was like a once in like every like 200 years.
Yeah.
Or like once every, like literally every couple of decades, a win like that happens. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, this offensive line is a problem. And
it's terrible.
People said the Jets are a quarterback away, and then they got Aaron Rodgers. It's like, well, this team just got a shot to win the Super Bowl. It's like, well, then why is it they're over-under budged? It didn't move once this offseason. Like once Rodgers' rumors started happening, it got moved up to 9.5
yep.
with the over minus 120, and it didn't move once until the start of the season. It's crazy. And that's because there were still, and I wrote about this, you know, it after the injury, but it was like, you know, there were still question marks surrounding the Jets. I mean, if the offensive line was bad, it was going to be problematic for whoever played quarterback. Rodgers, you know, played four snaps and took three dropbacks and got hit on all three dropbacks.
Right.
You have a defense that is really good, but people were treating this like it was like the 2000 Ravens defense or the Bucks Super
exactly.
Bowl defense, right? And it's like it's a good defense, the top five NFL defense right now, but it's not
it's not historic.
Yeah,
it's not historic, and they didn't play well defensively against Buffalo until late. They certainly didn't against Dallas. They allowed Dallas to move down the field on them, especially third and long. There was a third and 13. We're spending way too much time on the Jets. The defense wasn't as good. We'll just leave it at that. And we're seeing all the warts offensively. I think that they might be.
But to your point, the Aaron Rodgers injury allows them to maybe recalibrate their expectations for 2024 and to make adjustments that they need to make in order to be successful if he's able to return.
Every draft pick is an offensive lineman. All of them.
Yeah.
Every single one and everybody they target in free agency should be an offensive lineman because that's what they're missing. They have skill. They have skill guys. They have running backs. They need offensive linemen. All right, let's get to teams that matter.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is Dallas simply a product of playing the Jets and Giants in weeks 1 and 2? Because they went to Arizona and they ain't good, and Dallas's offense looked ugh.
Yeah, I mean, look, Dallas is 2-1. Great start, you know, great start. And then you lose in week 3 badly, double digits to the Cardinals. Arizona came out and did some stuff on offense with Josh Dobbs using RPOs in order to sort of keep Micah Parsons
right
at bay and, like, isolate him and keep him, like, basically force him to be like, all right, buddy, play the run. And instead of letting him just be a pass-rushing maniac, and that changed things for them. And then, you know, the Cowboys were also missing two starting offensive linemen were Zach Martin and somebody else were ruled out, surprisingly late in the afternoon. And Arizona's trying hard. Jonathan Gannon has played against the Cowboys, coached against the Cowboys, you know, a lot because he was with the Philadelphia Eagles before. Mm-hmm. So he knows that personnel well. I also think that the Cowboys, like I put this on coaching, right? Dan Quinn and the defense weren't prepared for Arizona's attack and the way that they attacked them. And then Mike McCarthy, you know, I'm not like not dogging him for the play calls necessarily. I don't think they were great. I mean, they were awful in the red zone. Dak Prescott 1 of 9 in the red zone, I believe. You know, you score in the red zone. If you, like, they went 1 of 5 maybe on their trips to the red zone. But like the other problem is, I think that that team sort of sauntered in there into the Cardinals Stadium thinking,
yep.
All right, like how much are we going to win by? And you can't do, you know, you can do a little bit of that in college. If you're, you know, you can just, like, talent can just overpower a team. And sometimes you can sneak by in the NFL. But, like, if you get a bad team's best effort in the NFL and you don't show up, you can lose 10 times out of 10. And that's what happens to the Cowboys.
There's no question. Everybody gets paid. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 1-2. And probably you could make an argument should be 0-3. After the opening win at the Colts, after getting, I mean, Houston came in and just, I mean, took it to them for however many minutes. How many minutes did they play? I don't even know how many minutes they play anymore. Something like that. All right. So I think Dallas, they play 60. Dallas, who knows if Dallas will be like I thought they might have been the best team.
Well, I mean, three underdogs of 7.5 points or more won outright yesterday. And there were four. And the only one who lost is the Bears.
Well, we can talk about the Bears because there is a full on mutiny going on, it appears, now in Chicago. Is it possible that maybe patience wouldn't be a terrible thing for the Bears, or because it is just three games in, and maybe I'm not saying they have the right quarterback or the right anything, but that it ain't this bad.
I think it's this bad.
Okay,
the Bears over under for their win total this season closed at 7.5. I mean, really? Really?
Yeah.
Who? And they're like, people, Justin Fields was 20-1 to win the MVP when the season began. 20-1. He was one of the top 10 favorites. I mean, I was ripping it every chance I got, the idea that those odds came that far down, because Justin Fields, look, you know, athletic freak, can run around like crazy if they design it for him in the offense and they use his legs on purpose. But he hasn't shown he can be an accurate passer from the pocket.
Nope.
The Bears kind of have protected. Like, they went out and got Nate Davis, and they drafted Darnell Wright, but then they lost their left tackle. And, you know, they traded for DJ Moore. But DJ, you know, this isn't the same thing as, like, the Bills. Like, all right, we've got a lot of stuff in place. We feel like we're almost there. Let's go trade for Stephon Diggs. Right. Or, you know, I mean, you know, it's or even like even the Raiders being like, Devontae Adams on the block, let's go get Devontae Adams. Like, that's, you know, because this is like, they got DJ Moore. DJ Moore's a good player. Not a great player. He's
right.
The number one receiver. He's a good player. But the Bears don't want to. The Bears are trying to make Justin Fields a passer, and
that was a mistake. Ignoring,
right, but also like. Last year, when they're like, okay, fine, all right, we stink, and this isn't working with Fields, like, let's let him run. And they started running, and everybody's like, God, you see how amazing Fields was? And, like, he's just running so much, and, like, piling up the yards. He's like, yeah, they're also losing. They lost 10 games to close the season, and he got hurt running in those games. And so the idea that they're just, like, if you just start letting Justin Fields run, that's going to unlock this offense, and the team is suddenly be good, is asinine. Like, this is just, they were the worst team in football last year. They had some off-ball linebackers. They improved the worst offensive line in football by a little bit. And they got a good number, like a 1B receiver on the team. Like, it's, they didn't get that much better.
Correct. And do you know anybody that picked the Bears to win that division? Don't answer the question, because I may have been that guy. All right, let me ask you about three coaches.
You.
Yeah, other than me.
I know plenty of people who thought the Bears were going to be a playoff team, and like, there's a reason Justin Fields' MVP number didn't get to 20-1 magically. Like, a bunch of people bet it.
Yeah. All right, let's get to three coaches, two of which I believe are actively trying to get fired. So let me start with the guy that won. The Los Angeles Chargers one at Minnesota because Kirk Cousins doesn't know that he can spike the ball, that he has the authority to do that and refused to do it for some silly reason and then threw an interception.
Mike Williams torn ACL, by the way.
Oh, really? All right, thank you. That's bad. But the Chargers had a four-point lead on the road with like a minute 40 left, fourth and one from their own 24, and went for it and didn't get it and invited a loss. Brandon Staley won the game but should be fired anyway, correct?
So there, I think you're going to pack it several different ways. I ripped Brandon Staley last week with good reason. Defense has been terrible. Decision-making has been awful. Analytics have been thrown out the window. And, like, he was brought in to be a really good defensive coach, to be a really, like, he's allegedly, like, a great decision-maker, and he was going to really embrace analytics. And so, like, if those are the three reasons they hired you, and all three reasons are going really poorly, should they continue to employ you? Probably not. Having said that, I thought that the decision to go for it on fourth and one, the analytics say that he should have gone. You know, Why did the analytics say that? Because if the Vikings had four drives.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing.
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
That ended inside the Chargers' 6-yard line.
Right.
And on those four drives, they got 10 points combined.
Uh-huh.
That is horrendous.
It is. I agree. I agree with all of that. Even if their defense had been playing well, except...
If you get the first down, the game is over.
If you punt the ball,
you were asking the Vikings, you're giving the Vikings a minute 40 to go score. I think the difference is 80, it's somewhere between 7 and 10%. An increase in win probability by going.
This is the problem with all of these data. All of this data is that it's stupid. It doesn't take into account humans. The notion, first of all, the first consideration has to be, what happens if we don't get it? Oh, we give them the ball on the 24 or worse. And they only have to go 24 yards with no timeouts, as opposed to having to go, 74 yards with no timeouts. It's infinitely more difficult. The fact is, infinite is the wrong word to use.
It's more difficult, but like, dude, the Vikings are moving the ball up. And like, it is perfectly fair to argue at this point. I'm on a text thread with me, Pete Prisco, and a couple other people, and like, we're like fighting about this to the point that things I can't say for FCC purposes were lobbed out. But like, it is I don't think the analytics are 100%. I don't think you said the analytics say that you have to go.
We got to get rid of the analytics are sometimes smart. And they're sometimes nonsensical. And if you follow them all the time...
Analysts don't take into account the fact that Kellen Moore was going to run Josh Kelly, who's averaging 1.7 or 1.1 yards per carry, up the middle of the middle on the fourth and one when you've got Justin Herbert, who you can bootleg out
right.
And throw to like Keenan Allen or anybody else. So, yeah, like the play call has to matter. The analyst is basically saying, like, the analytics is taking like a bunch of raw data and saying, okay, over time, this is the percentage of this and this is the percentage of this.
It's crazy.
It needs, for instance, if it's the Eagles and you have Jalen Hurts, you're like, why wouldn't you go for that? You know? But with the Chargers, it's like, dude, I guess you guys can get a yard. I'm not 100% sure because your running game stinks right now.
Yeah.
And, like, if you have Austin Eckler, it's different too because you can get in shotgun, which I hate to do on 4th-and-1, but you can get in shotgun and you could have him run, like, a Texas route, or you could have him, run a draw. You could run a play-action draw or an RPO. There's all, like, the personnel should matter. The play calling, all that should matter. I think, here's my thing too. Brandon Staley's on the hot seat. He got in his own head at some point. My theory is it's because of the front office and ownership telling him that, like, they're just sick and tired of, like, this crazy analytics stuff you're doing. And that last year he stopped doing what got him the job in the first place. If you're going to get fired, go down swinging what you believe. Go down swinging with what you believe.
Well, that's fine, but it's a fireable offense, even though they got away with the win. Minnesota had the ball at the 6-yard line with, I don't know, 30 seconds left. Again, if Kirk Cousins had the ability to think on his feet, then the Vikings could have run maybe...
Well, he called the play himself, actually.
Eventually, yes. After however many seconds ran off the clock, because he couldn't hear at home. The whole thing was dumb. Real quick, I only have...
That game was always going to end very stupidly, though.
No,
a block 72-yard field goal attempt.
Completely agree. Real quick, Josh McDaniel said... they were 2 scores down. They were 2 possessions down. That's why I kicked a field goal. I mean, I just can't. If Josh doesn't understand the difference between 2 possessions and 2 scoring plays, then maybe Mark Davis should move on from him too. But I'll just ask you this. The worst coaching job in the history of the NFL last year...
Sean, your line. I forgot.
Sean Payton is 0-2 against 2 teams that will not be in the playoffs. The Raiders at home and Washington also at home, and then got 70 hung on him in Miami.
Jefferson style.
70. I can't love that anymore.
If you listen to the Pick Six podcast, don't be offended. I forgot. I was like, Wilson, is it you that keeps telling me? I was like, somebody I know, somebody I'm good friends with keeps telling me. Are we sure it's not the second worst? It was like,
it is.
It's the second worst coaching job, and it's you. So don't be offended. I forgot. I'm sorry. I was like,
it's quite all right.
All the time.
That's
your line. You may be onto something. Mike McDaniel, former Broncos ball boy. Sneaky thing I thought of midway through the podcast last night. Sean Payton actually is the one who cost the Dolphins their 2023 first round pick with the tampering stuff with Tom Brady. So I wonder if Mike McDaniel sort of wanted to send a message to Payton. Remember because it was the Tom Brady Sean Payton stuff where they were tampering and the NFL investigated. They lost their first round.
Oh
pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a little message there for Mike McDaniel. He could have gone for more points. Could have gone for 73.
I'm enjoying it.
Decided to take his foot off the gas. But yeah, I mean, Sean Payton, Denver, Sean Payton should be really, really glad. Like, the biggest winner in the whole Taylor Swift thing isn't Travis Kelce, it's Sean Payton. That's, people are so busy talking about Taylor Swift that they're not focusing on the fact that Sean Payton's defense gave up 70 points. Like, we haven't seen it happen since the Rochester Jeffersons.
70. It's beautiful.
70
look, as a recovering Jets fan, I'm even open to enjoying the Miami Dolphins. They are fun, and it's even more fun when Sean Payton has the big number 70. Say again?
Bills Dolphins this week.
Oh, yes.
Spicy.
Should be very good. By the way, I'm not buying the Bills just because they beat the Raiders and the Washington Commandos. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Bye, buddy. See you, man.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, and other fine pharmacies. In the foot care section.